Hello, I am Rabbi Moshe Schwab, and I'm glad you could be here with us today. The Torah portion that we're covering today is Vayetze, and it's Genesis 28:10 through 32:2, and it's and this is the Torah portion of our teaching. We also have an accompanying teaching called "Nothing Matters More Than God." So please check that out too. So, Vayetze means, and he went out. This portion begins with Yaakov leaving Be'er Sheva in the land of Canaan and heading north to the city of Haran, which is in our southeastern Turkey near the Syrian border. On his way, he came to a place where he had a dream of a ladder reaching from the ground up to heaven, with the angels of God going up and down on it. During the vision, the Lord, Yehovah, is suddenly next to him and speaks to him. This is how it's translated in the Complete Jewish Bible. In the New Testament portion, we see Nathanael having a similar experience. Yeshua says to Nathanael in John 1:51, and he said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Yeshua says of himself that Nathanael will have that experience. Since Yeshua is the presence of God on earth, we would expect this activity to be occurring wherever Yeshua was. Pagans teach that there are special places on earth where spirits will communicate with us. These are just pagan ritualistic places where devil spirits have done something. God does not need a special place to communicate with us or do something because he is God and can speak to us wherever we are. This was the case with believers in the past in both the Old Testament portion and, of course, in the New Testament portion as well. God doesn't need a special place to communicate to us. There are special places where people have encountered God, like Yaakov did, but God is not limited to a certain place. You know, we do not believe in what the pagans believe. Yaakov, when we experience God, we too may feel a particular encounter was a special place. He encountered God numerous times. Yaakov encountered God numerous times and places. And we can encounter God many times in many places in our lives as well. So Yehovah promised Yaakov the land of Canaan and his descendants. God tells him that he will have many descendants. The whole earth will be blessed through his descendants. And God will guard him and bring him back to the land. Yaakov names the place where he had this vision Beit El, which means house of God, and it's about 10 miles north of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. It was originally called Luz. Yaakov then vows that if God will guard him and bring him back in peace, that God will be his God. As Yaakov is traveling, he comes to a well. It happens that Rachel, Laban's daughter, had just come there with their sheep. He waters her sheep and tells her who he is. Yaakov stays with Laban a month, and then Laban offers to pay him some wages. Yaakov offers to work for 7 years for Rachel, and Laban tricks Yaakov, and he is married to Leah instead, and he offers to work another 7 years for Rachel. Leah conceived 6 sons and 1 daughter, Revuin, which means see a son, Shimon, which means hearing, Levi, joining, Yehuda means praise, Yishakar, a higher reward, Zebulun, living together, and Dina, controversy over rights. Rachel is jealous of Leah and gives Yaakov her maid, Bilhah. Bilhah has 2 children, Dan, which means the judged, and Naphtali, which means my wrestler. Leah also gives Yaakov her maid, and Zilpah has two children. God, good fortune, and Asher, happy. Finally, Rachel has two children, Yosef, may he add, and eventually also gives birth to Binyamin, which means son of the right hand. The model for marriage is one husband and wife, as we see in Genesis. After Yosef is born, Yaakov asks Laban if he can go back home. Then makes several deals with Yaakov, Laban offers him all the speckled sheep. The Lord speaks to Yaakov, and Yaakov puts branches with streaks in front of Laban's sheep so that they have speckled and spotted lambs. Obviously, God is making this happen and prospers Yaakov. We find out that Laban actually changes his agreement with Yaakov frequently, but God prospered Yaakov no matter what. Yaakov ends up getting wealthy, and Laban's family is not happy with Yaakov, and they began looking at Yaakov differently. Then God speaks to Yaakov and tells him to return home, and he leaves with his family. He had a three-day head start. Laban catches up with them, but God warns Laban not to meddle with Yaakov and his family. Yaakov tells him that if he finds anything that he is his, he can take it. And Yaakov said that whoever has taken Laban's idols would be put to death. Rachel had taken the idols and put them in her saddle, and she said that she had her period, so Laban didn't bother her. Yaakov argues that he has served Laban honestly and faithfully for 20 years and that God has given him favor. Laban apparently considers everything his anyways, but then he ends up agreeing to make peace and Laban returns home. As the portion ends, Yaakov meets some angels. In this portion, we see the enduring promise of God to Yaakov. God, Yehovah, meets him as Yaakov begins his journey. God watches over him and leads him to Laban and provides work for him and his family. God keeps him safe as he returns to Canaan, and God warns Laban to leave Yaakov alone. At the end of the portion, Yaakov meets some angels. Yaakov sees angels a couple of times in this portion. The book of Hebrews tells us that God sends his angels to help those who are called by God. Hebrews 1:14 says, "Are they not all ministering spirits, and spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?" God sends his angels to help us, too. The Haftarah is a relevant teaching from the prophets and writings. They became part of the primary method of teaching when the Jews were under persecution from the Greeks, around in the 2nd century B.C. Now, B.C. means before Christ, before Messiah. The abbreviation B.C.E. means before the Common Era, and it's something that is used by unbelievers. So, it is perfectly appropriate for believers to use B.C. The Haftarah for Vayetzeh is Hosea 12:13-14:9. This portion is a prophecy against the northern tribes for committing idolatry. Israel is promised blessing in these passages later on if they will return to God. Perhaps we could liken this blessing to how Jacob returned to Canaan safely, or how Israel was delivered from Egypt to worship the true God. Hosea 13:2 says, Now they sin more and more, and have made for themselves molded images. And it says also, they say of them, "Let the man who sacrifice kiss the calves." All sin is very deceitful. We may think at times that we benefit from our sinful desires, but in the end, it is just foolishness. God created the world and not mankind. God knows how best we should live. Sadly, Northern Israel's sin led to their complete destruction. Yaakov sees Yehovah and angels going up and down a ladder in a dream. All the patriarchs saw God. This was a special encounter for Yaakov, and he works out an agreement with God. God is with Yaakov and favors him, even though Laban tries to steal his wealth. Laban deludes himself into thinking everything was his. God tells Yaakov to go back to Canaan, and he returns with all his belongings and family. God worked out everything for Yaakov, and God can work out things for us too. Trust in God. King David sings a song of praise about trusting in God. Psalm 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him." So that concludes our Torah segment for today. And like I said, we also have an accompanying teaching for this portion. And so I'd like to pray for you now. Yeverecha Yehovah ve'yishmerecha, Ya'er Yehovah panav alecha v'chunecha, Yisa Yehovah panav alecha v'yisim lecha shalom. Yehovah bless you and keep you, Yehovah. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord bless you. May you increase in him and grow in him. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Thank you for joining us today.